dab on this bitch, but he ain't playing no.
Ain't no party like a 4G party, cause a 4G party gon' rock. Ain't no party like a 4G party, cause a 4G party don't stop. Bitch, I'm going up, 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 up. Bitch, I'm going up, up.
What you know, good Tiger Lee? We are live from Umpqua, Louisiana. I'm your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave. I'm here with the weed drinking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo, baby boo, what it do?
What it do, what it do?
We got Sticky Icky Ricky Rose.
Somebody check on Taylor. Is he breathing up there? Shit.
And man. Good God, Taylor, what the fuck are you doing?
Quiet as a mouse to the statue.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Time you having a seizure.
And yeah, we're getting a little diverse with the intros.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. This is week nine. Coming up, week eight sucks again. That record might have been broken, but we'll figure that out this week and let everybody know. And
what
yeah.
Y'all want to do injuries or I'll do trades first?
Injuries.
Let's do injuries. Then we'll go to the trades.
All right.
And get with it.
Well,
I had the mic by my nose is what it was.
Okay. It makes sense. Right. It makes sense. Straight boogers in the microphone. All right, though. Leading it off, it does not stop. The Grim Reaper is chasing down Taco Corpse and eating all their tacos.
Oh, yes.
The Chalupa Supreme Dax done been down. The Nacho Bel Grande Saquon's been down. And now the Mexican pizza is off the menu with George Kittle. So, Johnny, Taco Corp is in the red. This is not time to buy stocks in the Taco Corp, fellas. I'm letting y'all know. Kittle's done for the year as far as we go fantasy-wise, right, fellas? I mean,
8 weeks. Yeah.
He's out of there. He's out of there. All right. Well, what you got, Taylor?
Has Johnny given up?
What?
I'm serious. He didn't make any pickups.
No, that's right. I talked to him this morning because the last 2 days he hasn't gone to work. He's been sick. He had the flu. COVID, I don't know. He got tested. He has AIDS, but not COVID. But yeah, he woke up and he was like, you know how he is. Man, I can't believe I didn't make one waiver claim in any of my leagues because I was asleep at like 6 and this and that and then and then. So that's what happened to that one. He did call me and confront me about that this morning. He was pretty pissed. And I laughed at him and I enjoyed it because I thought it was pretty funny for a guy struggling not to get ever, to, not even a bid on somebody. So thank you, Johnny, for being sick. Okay, next. Calvin Ridley with the foot. I mean, he's definitely probably not going to play this week. You also got Kenny Galladay as far as receivers go. Cooper Kupp has a little banged up wrist. He should be fine to play. Humphreys for Tennessee got banged up. Then you go to the T.Y. Hilton, who is the trashiest motherfucker ever. He's free. Y'all can have him. He's pretty much down. Then you got you got a few running backs, man. You got Henderson, Tevin Coleman, who didn't last too long.
No, in one game.
Jonathan Taylor, who was subject to be questionable, gave everybody a little scare this past week or so. And then you got your quarterbacks, Jimmy G and Sammy Darnold, which I don't know if anybody really cared that much.
Fuck Jimmy Garoppolo.
But how about Jimmy, Dave? Take it over, man.
It was too perfect. It was too perfect. Jimmy G was healthy. Great matchup. The shootout with Seattle, and he fucking...
He left his gun in the car.
Yeah. 1 point.
He left the gun in the car.
This is the second game I've had a quarterback give me one or less points. Is that one or... I don't know.
But it was one. He didn't give you
yeah,
one.
Yeah, minimum of one or less.
Because
yeah.
One, and then Cam 2 weeks ago was negative two, correct?
Yeah. Okay. This is the worst season ever. Fuck fantasy. I'm done with this shit.
You could theoretically still make the playoffs.
That's what I told him. I said he about to beat me this week, and he's going to win. That's it. 5 weeks. 5 games.
It's 5 weeks left, but it's only you're only 4 games back from first place. So that's the thing, is that everybody can still make the playoffs in week 9. this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, if you do lose this week, then you can put the final nail in the coffin. But I'm pretty good at letting you stay alive. You know, you are my kryptonite in fantasy. So, we'll see when we break it down. Yeah. Any other injuries I missed that's headlining concerning, Taylor, that everyone should know about?
Yes, Stafford could be out.
Okay, yes. You're right. Now, well, I mean, we're going to COVID list shit now. So, yeah, you got Stafford, Ayuk, well, half of the 49ers. Does Aaron Jones come back and play, or are they going with Irvin and Dexter?
Yeah, it's looking like Irvin and Dexter this week. I don't think they're going to rush Jones. Green Bay is fine with not playing their stars until they are 100%. They're not going to risk that at all. You've seen it with Devontae. They're going to do the same thing with Aaron Jones.
I agree.
So I would not expect to see him rushed out there this week.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, Matthew Stafford. That changes the whole landscape of this Minnesota-Detroit game. Minnesota goes up. I mean, who's the backup in Detroit now? Dreskel, who?
Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels.
Yeah. Oh, that's my dog. Goat. Young Goat. Young Goat. Okay.
Yeah, he ain't shit, though. No. So it's not helping nothing.
So, yeah, that kind of caps
you
that.
You won't tip the scale.
No, I guess promo. Not.
All right. Let's move on to trades. First trade, it was kind of the end of the week last week, but we had already made the show. Me and Johnny. Johnny had to have Josh Allen in several leagues, and it's not looking too good for Josh Allen. But Josh Allen, Hollywood, DJ Chark over for Antonio Brown. And I knew he had to drop somebody, so I was like, give me T.Y. And now I dropped T.Y. Anyways, thoughts on that trade, Taylor?
Listen, I don't – there's two things wrong with the trade. Number one, I don't think Josh Allen – I don't think they fix what's going on with him overnight. I still think it's a function of the run game. John Brown came back. It was against New England. Blah, 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 blah. I think Zach Moss is who you feed the ball to. He's starting to look good. He's starting to do a little bit. Give him the ball. Josh Allen maybe comes back, but his team's not in a position to trade for a luxury like a quarterback. I think trade AJ Brown was a great move at the right time, but he just traded it for the wrong pieces. He should have traded it for James Robinson for a rig or something like that. You know what I mean? He should have got a piece when you got these injuries and you've already had so much injuries. You have no depth. And you have Paris Campbell on your fucking bench wasting a spot that you could have been used at any point in the season to pick up anybody. You keep Paris Campbell. You talking about practice? You keep Paris Campbell? My God. Just, like I said, mismanaged team. Blame the ownership.
Straight the fuck up.
All right, and then we had another breaking-through trade that actually came through this morning, right? I'm so lost right now. Yep. I think it was yesterday, this morning, one of those. Trades. Ricky and Doty, just a head-up swap, Lockett and James Robinson. Doty needed some running back depth. Why? Because he got Kamara? I don't know. But he wanted some depth at that spot, and I guess he felt that he had plenty enough receivers with Godwin coming back, hopefully, for him. So, beautiful trade for Richard, I'd say. I'd say both guys do good, but at the same time, you got to look at what you're feeding Doty, and you just fed a monster now. So, I mean, you got the number one, two of the top receivers in the league right now as far as fantasy goes? And they're on one guy's team, so.
Ricky, where did you get the idea to start two of the same players on the same team? I wonder. But I would say this: I love it. Listen, good fantasy players make trades when they're losing. Great fantasy players make trades when they're winning. It's the hardest thing in the world for somebody to realize that even though you're number one, that you can always make your team better. I love the DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett stack. Some weeks, Tyler Lockett is going to get you 5 points. But that week, DJ is going to get you 2 touchdowns. That's probably the best 2 receivers to stack outside of Julio and Calvin Ridley.
Correct.
I really like it. Listen, projections for Ricky at 150, 160. You got to be the team to beat. I really think you got the best team, and I think there's some distance between you and second place. Let's hope you don't get injured, I guess, is what I say. Let's hope.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, that's everybody's concern. Nobody wants to get injured, you know. Right. It just takes two little injuries and – or three is in Johnny's case.
Yep, change everything.
It changed your world. Johnny ain't scored over 92 points in the last 2 weeks. So, coming off of two, and he had two 200-point games this year so far in Tiger.
And one was against me, by the way.
Correct. So, all right, David, any thoughts on the trades?
No, shit. Not really.
All right.
I've been out of sync with this league. There's so many other trades that went down in the last couple of days. I didn't even know this was in this league. I remember seeing the trades, but I didn't realize it was Tiger. So, my bad.
Kudos, everybody. Richard has been doing his thing in leagues. Multiple leagues, making trades left and right. Listen, I'm going to steal it from you, Taylor. Listen, Taylor's been saying this since we started this podcast. If you're not winning with the team you have and you're doing really bad, try to make a move. And there's so many people that's in this Tiger League that still will just ride with what they went with on draft day and not look back.
And your best player, even though he's your best player, I can promise you if you're losing and you're doing bad, that one guy is not going to carry you to the promised land.
So flipping for two or three or something.
I mean, it's fantasy, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, it's still a numbers game too.
Yeah, so why waste the roster spot on Paris Campbell?
It all comes back. Damn, I don't mean to laugh at him, but damn, Johnny was on his fucking high horse, walking around talking shit to us about how good he was, and there was nobody in this league that was going to stop him, and oh, how the mighty have fallen.
That didn't age well.
No, it did not. He should have waited till the end of the season to start talking shit. But, yep, karma's a bitch. Fuck you, Johnny.
Fuck you, Johnny. Yeah, and I mean, Johnny could have... I mean, I know he got John New, but Johnny's going through a little struggle. So, I mean, even on the waiver, David got Jared Cook for $0.
Yeah, I ain't got no money. I just picked him Cook.
I feel like once he lost Dak, that just knocked his spirit.
He lost Saquon. He was like, you know what? Been here before.
Right.
Seen these waters. I can manage.
Yeah.
Dak goes down. When that pulls you, when you pull the 40 to 50 point guy out your lineup, that crumbles quickly.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I agree.
And then you trade away your next best guy, AJ Brown. Like you said, good time to trade him, but maybe he could have got more. But too late.
too late.
It's in the books.
Oh, shit.
That's a wrap.
That one is in the books. All right.
What are we going to do? We're going to review last week's scores?
Yes, sir. We sure will. We'll move on to it.
As soon as the computer quits tripping.
Do we have to review last week's scores?
I'd rather not.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh. Absolutely.
Listen.
Mark Andrews, so fuck y'all.
You're not right. It's not in the end of the season, bro.
What do he have against Mark Andrews?
Let's get to the bottom of this right now for everybody.
Mark Andrews raped my family.
Yeah, why do you hate Mark Andrews that much?
Nothing against him, bro. He's just getting the target. It's all Lamar Jackson. That's all. Lamar Andrews fucking shit up.
Hold on, TJ.
But it's really Michael Watts. That was trash.
Hold on, you was breaking up a little bit. Try and get your little connection before you come with that heat.
Okay, all right. Let's sit by the window.
All right, sit by the window. Stare out the window a little while.
Regressions. It's not me though. It's not my. I know it's not my fucking connection because I'm on Wi-Fi and I got good Wi-Fi. I know it's fucking y'all connection that's not picking up my connection. I blame y'all shit.
You're probably right.
You're probably absolutely right. But, okay. All right, well, we're going to bring it up. First, I'm just going to the order it's in. We're going to bring it up. Wait, I still didn't get it. We're having technical internet connection problems tonight. But the first game, I know it off the top of my head, was me and Doty last week I come out with 144. He comes out with 126. It's still loading. Taylor hopefully is pulled up for you so you can take it away and let us know what you thought about this game.
Listen, right now, what I'm doing is pulling it up because I thought you was going to pull it up.
I got it up, so bud.
Give me 1 second.
Don't worry. I'll take it back all over, nice. Buddy. Okay. Right. Justin.
Take the lead.
Justin Herbert. What's the temperature check on Justin Herbert, fellas? Baller?
Hey, rookie of the year. He might be rookie of the year.
Yeah, he's balling.
Bro, this dude is balling like a motherfucker. 3 touchdowns, it almost seems guaranteed a game. You definitely going over 250 passing yards. That's a money. I was nervous, man. I mean, shit, Dota had me nervous for a while until it came down and Lockett had to take a seat behind DK game, as in DK had it with Lockett last week, you know? So.
Yep.
That's real that insurance safe. Type. Keenan Allen continues to dominate with Herbert. Hebert just makes him a better team. I mean, that's the last 3 out of their 4 games they've lost was they was winning by at least like 2 or 3 touchdowns at points in the game, and they just can't close out a game. You know, that's all it is.
They're going to be so good once their defense is healthy.
That's it, bro. They get a healthy defense. Chargers are going to be a nice-looking team in the future. Alvin Kamara continuing to do it as a receiver. I mean, the running game is not there for him right now. But as far as receiving, yeah, he had like 9 catches. That's almost a norm for him right now. He's like second in the NFL or third right now in receptions. So that alone just sets you different. That's a CMC type thing. But
I think he's a top 12 receiver, right?
Yo, fantasy receiver.
Yeah, if he was just receiver, he'd be top 12.
But all the way from Lake Pure, I want to give a shout out to this little Stevie P. He shot me a little bit of information this week. Just to throw out there, just in receiving, not even rushing points, Alvin Kamara has 128, which Adam Thielen has 129, and he is the wide receiver 7. So, yeah, they put Kamara at wide receiver 8 right now in Tiger Football League.
That fucking running back.
So, that alone.
Great job.
Correct.
He's a special guy in a special situation.
Same type of – he's almost like a junior CMC, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I can't believe with Mike Thomas out that the Saints still find a way that he still – that against teams, it's just he still picks up yards. Like, I don't get it. I just feel like teams should be able to isolate this man. So kudos to Sean Payton for drawing up plays that get him open and get him in space.
That's my coach.
Fuck Sean Payton.
That my coach.
Yeah, I said it. Fuck him.
Flip side, I mean, I had a great game from Travis Kelce. He's set to continue just to show that he's just the best tight end in the game.
He's the best,
no doubt about it. A.J. Brown saved me with a little bit of a touchdown. He fought. He would not be denied on that play. Good score for him. Got your modest 12. IU, 2 weeks in a row, has carried me to victories now. 23 putting up. It was a garbage time touchdown at the end of the game, but he also fell short on the 1 yard line in the third quarter, so he could have had a 2 touchdown game. I was satisfied with my win. My trades helped me out. Russell Wilson, for sure, putting up 37. I mean, as long as Carson's not there, you can still run and stuff, but they're going to throw – Russell's going to throw you 3 touchdowns a game. It's almost guaranteed. Yeah. They letting him cook.
Yeah, and he's letting him just do
his thing. He is unlimited right now.
That dude.
So,
and I love it.
So, yeah, that's about all there is to that one. Both defenses doing decent for me and him. Just at the end of the day, I squeaked it out by enough of almost 20 points.
Yeah.
That's not the squeaky. Not as squeaky as we see. But
it's not squeaky.
All right. That one's done. Puts me up to 5-3. Doty to 4-4. We'll talk about standings later on. On to the next matchup, fellas. It was you're dealing me smiles with. Okay. All right, guys. We got to take a timeout and discuss. A couple weeks ago, we was pulling out some Tiger record books. And Foose, I hope you're listening to this. You'll get on it, I'm pretty sure. We need to see what was the lowest ever recorded score in a Tiger League football game. Because David might have broke the record for that with a hot 65 points.
65
total points.
How the fuck did you do that?
Pull up.
Stop, bro.
65.
My highest score was Robert Woods with 27,
and that was it.
My second highest score was
Ingram. That was the team. That was everything right there. That was
what
it.
What the fuck went wrong? Yeah,
bro, everything. Everything went wrong. Of course it won't pull up, but
it won't pull up because it's so fucking putrid. Jeez. But
yeah, if it could go wrong, it went wrong. Say Jimmy G gave me 1 point. Zeke got me 8.
I think my bench outscored that shit.
I'm sure it did. A lot of people's benches probably outscored it.
I mean, Dave, the woes continue, man. Your quarterback dilemma has been horrible this year for you, putrid. Jimmy G fucking up.
I streamed almost all last year, and I always had success streaming quarterbacks. And this year, I have not had one good stream. Every time I stream somebody, they have their worst week.
I feel like the league quarterbacks been struggling in the league, like, all over. Like, you might have 5 to 10 that's solid. Other than that,
yeah, it's
up and down.
You can't depend on them. You used to be able to play matchups, man. Right. They got these great matchups, and they're just playing like flopping. Shit. And it's just...
Yeah, it was pretty rough, Dave. I mean,
65 points.
65 points,
bro. That summons up my years.
I mean, when it shows you, it shows you top three players, and you got Sarah with 26, Tyreek, Julio 22. Okay, David Montgomery 11. Good.
Second high
score. Decent. Okay, well, David is 27 from Woods. You're like, okay, he's right 1 point ahead of Tyreek. This is gonna be okay. Next, Evan Ingram 11. Tie with her third worst one. And then you got Zeke with 8. What is your thoughts on Zeke, David? How do you feel right now? You have to be hating it.
I wish you would just sit out and do me a favor.
Pollard looks better when he touches the ball.
He does. All right, man. Pollard looks a lot better than what Zeke does. Zeke just don't give a fuck, I feel like.
Zeke's actually a little questionable. He's got a hamstring.
Here it comes.
Talked about this last week.
You don't have no damn hamstring.
You're
fucking done.
Yep, that's it, bro.
The team, Dak. They better pay Dak, because apparently without Dak, that offense is fucking
apparently,
shit.
Right.
They have to pay him now. This proves it all.
And I agree.
Yeah.
The only thing is, will he be the same or at least have the same or what?
Yeah, sorry he comes back, but damn.
I think Dak's a great person. Whatever I think he is, but I think that Trevor Lawrence could be what they need. I think that if they tank and they suck it out, then they leapfrog the Jets. Go get Trevor Lawrence, save that money, put it into a defense. Like, I'm sorry, man, you got 3 great wide receivers. Keep Michael Gallup, keep CeeDee Lamb. Fuck, you got Blake Jarwin gonna come back. Like, do you need that? I mean, I could be wrong. It could be a mistake, but Trevor Lawrence, because you just need somebody to sling that thing. You got Zeke running that thing. You just need somebody to sling it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if you pay Dak. That ankle look pretty nasty. And I know that's the business side of football, but it is what it is.
Hey, I mean,
you could take the gamble, but you could also end up with a Baker Mayfield. So
you talk about a $400 million gamble, though, Rick.
Yeah, that price dropped, though.
At least.
The price had to drop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Had to, you know. It had to.
I don't know.
It's a sticky, sticky situation.
But Zeke sucks the rest of the year. I have no faith in Zeke.
Did you play Tevin Coleman?
They're going to stack the
box.
You have Tevin Coleman? Okay. All right, well, at the end of the day, Sarah had enough juice to prevail with Kyler Murray on a bye week, even though he'd been balling. She still got it.
Bad game,
she had a horrible
points.
Game, 104
points.
It
just doesn't matter.
It just don't fucking matter, man.
Another.
Okay, so there you go. David's down to 1-7, and Sarah is 4-4. On to the next matchup. Bucking with Brady's Bucks, 87 points. He would have beat you, David.
Yeah, he would have.
And Foose with 102. This is back-to-back games that you just barely got to get 100 points to win. Tom Brady, 23, outscored Lamar Jackson. Thoughts on Brady, Taylor? Thoughts on Brady with the shiny toy Antonio Brown going to be unleashed against the Saints Sunday night?
Listen, the Saints going to get after him. Tom Brady's not winning shit. He's not winning shit at all. All you gotta do is get after Tom Brady and everything falls apart. So I'm not too worried. I think the Saints take it. I think Michael Thomas comes back. They did it without Michael Thomas. They can do it with him. So this is the rare time where I think the Saints probably gonna beat Tampa Bay.
We beat them once already.
I don't really root for the. I don't really root for the Saints. I either root against them or keep my opinion to myself.
Yeah, you better off keeping it to yourself, cocksucker. All right. Also, Marvin Jones, a pickup for him, giving him 18 points.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Fuck Marvin Jones and Hockenson, 13 points. But at the end of the day, he's down. Who's got Mike Evans and Gronk? He's got Brady. So, all right. Brady got a cut up. They have mediocre games. Well, that didn't happen. They both scored touchdowns. It bumped up Brady, but not nearly enough to the 5 to 6 catches each one gets with their yards, plus the touchdowns. So, it just wasn't enough for Arshad to come up with. And, that was just the way that one fell. Jamal Williams showing up, showing out without Aaron Jones. You know, a modest 17, solid what you want. For a free agent pickup like Foos did. Now, Foos also got Chase Edmonds on the bench. We'll talk about that more in the preview, but I think he'd be all right. He did lose Galladay, and he still got the W. I mean, so good job to you, Foos. Gronk is 3 weeks in a row with a touchdown now. Taylor, your thoughts on Arshad rest of season?
He's going to fall apart. you got Greg. You start Greg Olsen, man. You start Greg Olsen in your flex. I don't understand the thought process behind Greg Olsen in your flex. You could have literally had anybody else because it's a flex. It's just moves like that. You know, but Foos came out with the win. I think the biggest thing to take away here is that Foos traded away CMC for Lamar Jackson, and he feels like he has to start Lamar. That's the thing. You feel like you have to start Lamar Jackson. Sitting Lamar Jackson against Pittsburgh, from what he's been doing, seems like the smart move. But you play him because you spend a lot for him. And
it worked out.
I don't think that he took it. Didn't work out. I don't think he took a step forward. Bad luck with Kenny Galladay, but he got the win. He's playing on shot this week, so I don't know. Maybe our shot is a W on your calendar.
Oh, okay. Ooh, talking about W's on the calendar. So is David a W on the calendar, Trey? I mean, Trey. God dang. Trey Poirier is talking about me right now. Is David a W on your calendar, Taylor?
Oof, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. He's gonna start. People lick their chops when they see me coming up on that next week.
And I'm not.
They're like, man, we can play anybody, and we're still gonna beat this guy. I'm just gonna take a shot with my. You know, I'm putting a kicker in the flex, and he'll probably drop 20 on me. But yeah. Anyway, on to the next.
All right,
Kenyon Fake Bays. Dalvin fucking Cook.
You're like, Steven is going to explode.
Oh, yeah, he's going to dominate this game. Dalvin Cook scores 64 fucking touchdowns, going off, and Steven lost.
Bad, because besides, it was bad. Dalvin Cook had more points than the rest of Steven's team.
Yeah.
I added it up and I sent it to him.
Dalvin Cook was his team.
Wow, I mean, boy.
You like that, Bubba?
I didn't see this game.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook went off. I was like, man, I gotta check Steve's score. He's gonna dominate Brian this week. And he got his ass whooped this week. 154-117. Baze does it again. She's balling right now.
Well, Stevie P, I feel for you, brother.
Live from Lake Pearl, Stevie P.
Anyways, her team's coming alive, bro. Devontae Adams with three touchdowns.
Yes.
Corey Davis still trailing A.J. Brown in average, but we'll continue to watch that matchup, Taylor Ford. Derrick Henry, 25.
I had Corey Davis.
Yes, I know that. He's still trailing A.J. Brown in average.
He put up 8 fucking receptions in 128 yards. The man is doing fine. He's going to win me that bet, so don't even worry.
Okay. Anyways, Derrick.
He put up 29 points. You tripping.
This week. Derrick Henry, 25. Who else was on her team that balled out, Taylor? Because we can't see no more than that right now.
She had Tyler Boyd continue to be solid. Correct. He's 18. He put up 18, killing it. Eric Ebron at the tight end position. Great move by her. I think Ronald Jones is done. I think Kalina Fournette is still. He has 6 points.
Yeah, he
lost another fumble.
He fumbled and that they took him out. They took him out that whole half after.
Oh yeah, he was done. Once he fumbled, it was a wrap. You can't fumble with Arians. He's going to take you out.
Done. Yep. And he's done it before. Bruce Arians is sick of that shit. Leonard Fournette is getting healthy. She's going to be starting Dallas Goedert. And, Le'Veon Bell, when he gets better, she still has pieces. So she doesn't need Ronald Jones. She's deep. She's got Le'Veon Bell that's going to come on. She's got Dallas Goedert that's going to be good. Mike Williams is, kind of up and down. So Bays is still rolling.
That's it. That's three in a row for the Bays, huh?
Yeah, she's coming up. She's squadding up now.
All right. My bad.
You go to Taco Core?
On to the we'll go to Taco Core and then save the best for last. All right, so
fuck y'all.
Coming up now, Taco Corp against If You Ain't First, You're Last. Another closer game, lower scoring, better of the high scores though. 90-110. Is Johnny becoming a W on your calendar, Taylor?
Not yet. He's got Aaron Jones, Chris Carson are going to be back. Kenyon Drake, for whatever reason, is going to be back. Michael Gallup's doing the best because he's facing the least amount of coverage and he's got the lowest depth of target, so they're getting the ball out to him. So, he's not a W on your calendar, but when you got Paris Campbell on your bench, it's tough because that could have been something that you could have had. And he started Marquise Brown for Baltimore against Pitt. Makes no sense to me. Makes absolutely. Why is this dude on your roster? Like, makes no John.
He traded for him.
You making these starts, and it's like you could have done better. Yeah, that was better on the waiver wire. Jared Cook was on the waiver wire, and anybody could see that he was going to catch a touchdown if you thought that you didn't have anybody else to start. It's just like, why are you starting these people? And he only lost by 30. A couple of different decisions are on the waiver wire.
That'd be 20, correct?
Could have made it happen.
I'm not the best at math, but I'm pretty good. That'd be 20, right?
Yeah, 20-point game. He could have swung a different way if he'd have played it different, maybe. But.
Oh, yeah, that's only sitting even better.
You had Pittsburgh's defense with 28 balling points. Claypool saved him with a touchdown with 13. Josh Allen with 12. And then the rest of the team,
Yeah. Terrible. You still starting Darrell Henderson. Why are you starting Darrell Henderson? John Brown.
Henderson was off to a big day. He got hurt. They took him out. Henderson was off to a pretty decent day. Against Miami, he was running the ball pretty good. He got hurt, and then they went to shit after that. Jared Goff started fucking up shit, and... yeah, how that went game. But on the flip side, man, Trey was balling with the Philly's defense, was cutting the fuck up. Aaron Rodgers, that game Sunday night was so trash.
Yeah.
But anyways, Aaron Rodgers tossing three touchdowns, or four.
All
three to Devontae, and then Juju with a 13-point game. Juju's kind of staying a little consistent as of late. Who else sticks out to you in this game, Taylor?
Aaron Rodgers did it for Trey. Philly D. He picked up Philly D. He started him against Dallas. Good call. Those two decisions did it for him. I think he started it correctly. I think, he made the right decisions. Joshua Kelly, maybe you could say as, something different. But Trey's done a great job. Trey's, been doing a great job starting it. So he deserves the W.
All right. Okay. Well, game of the week.
Game of the week.
Why the fuck is this game of the week? Fuck y'all. Listen. Somebody put up 65 points and I'm game of the week.
Listen.
Take it over, y'all. Here. Y'all battle this out.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and discuss this matchup.
I want to listen to Mr. Listen.
What happened, Taylor? What happened?
Everything went exactly as I thought it would for my team. Everybody put up D decent points. The problem is, you know, Josh Jacobs against Cleveland went off. He got extra carries because that was a win game, and he put up over 100. Justin Jefferson did exactly what I thought. You know, Stephon Diggs did a little bit better than I thought. Mark Andrews, exactly what I thought. Jonathan Taylor against Detroit, exactly what I thought. Pat Mahomes, I said maybe he would, you know, falter because they'd be able to run the ball. And but I also said that I said Adam Gase, he may, you can go back and listen, I said Adam Gase, he may be a dick and put everybody up front and say, I'm not going to get beat by Le'Veon Bell and let Pat Mahomes throw all over him. That's exactly what he did. I mean, you look at what Clyde Edwards, and, you know, Pat Mahomes just threw to just wherever he wanted. He threw wherever he wanted because Adam Gase is so fucking petty. So motherfucking petty that he put 7-8 men in the box every time and was like, I'm not getting beat by Le'Veon Bell. And he never adjusted. And it was just fucking ridiculous. DK Metcalf, fucking DK, that was a mistake Metcalf by me because DK lines up against soft coverage, and I didn't see it. And he came out, he went off against San Fran. You know, San Fran had offensive struggles. It's just, that's how they ran the ball. DK, that's how they ran the ball. Is with
smack
DK
the fuck out of you this week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, DK, he ran you down like that Arizona guy. Bam! Down,
smack the fuck out of you. And he got 2 points from a tackle. He got 2 points from that fucking tackle.
Yeah, so, that wasn't that game, but yeah. Anyway,
yeah, you're right. But he did get 2 points from that tackle, not on this game, but yeah, man. And then you trade for fucking Tyler Lockett. You trade away James Robinson, who, you know, you're not even using. So kudos to you, Ricky. Kudos to you.
Thank you, sir.
Anything, Rick?
Just gotta keep rolling.
That's it.
Keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
I'm, are you rolling up the hill and I'm rolling down the hill? Just wide open, just taking them licks.
Oh,
all right. That was your games of the week.
Did we bet on that game?
Oh.
We did not.
Oh.
Okay. I don't recall. I don't recall. Man.
We got to run the tape back. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think y'all did.
Right, it might have been that Rojo. That was that Rojo.
Yeah.
Too many bets.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Here's your standings as of today. Ricky at number one. Trey hanging around number two. Tits and tight ends number three. Taco falls to four. Will Fork hanging around five. Kenya Fake six. Your Thilly Me Small seven. Dodie's bitch ass eight. Foose, yeah, he's getting up there. A bunch of 4-4 teams. He's at nine. Bucking on Brady's nuts at 10, Bay's at 11, and yours truly still sitting at 12. Go Tigers. All right. Go ahead. I don't know what's next. What are we going to now?
You want to go shopping?
Let's go shopping. Your running back's hurt and your receiver too. Your tight end sucks and your quarterback's poo. Oh, don't you frown, baby, fix your face and come down to the free agent marketplace. Oh yeah. Alrighty, the free agent marketplace. I have no idea who picked any of these up, but I'm gonna read them off what they cost. You had a couple of free items hanging around the front when you walk in the entrance. You can snatch it on your way out. You got Jared Cook, Mooney. What's Mooney's first name?
Darnell.
Yeah, okay. Darnell Mooney. Suckup and the Packers defense. Oh, and Robert Tonyan?
Something like that.
Okay, he was free. Okay, $1 for Carlson, kicker. All right, cool. $3, Derek Carr. Matt Breida, who could be starter maybe? We didn't talk about Myles Gaskin, did we?
No, we did not.
Yeah, Breida has a chance to be a starter running back. Gaskin's out. IR? Did he go on IR? Or they just ruled him out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about that. Gaskin is out.
Bud Breida didn't practice either today, so.
Yeah, they got they traded for DeAndre Washington, and yeah. They got some. Don't start a Miami running back.
No.
And Washington's defense for $3. Naeem Hines, $6. Not too bad. Texan defense, okay. Jordan Reed for $9. But the sale of the day goes to Trey, if I'm not mistaken. It was. Devontae Freeman
for $18. For $18. You stupid motherfucker.
Does he have like a lot of fab where he's like, yes. You know what? I gotta burn some of this shit for the end of the year.
Taylor, you need to drive across town tomorrow and go slap Trey in his fucking face.
$18 for Devonta Freeman.
That's crazy. Record.
That's something new.
Johnny said he was gonna be a top running back. When he,
so Johnny dropped him.
Johnny drafted him. He had to drop him for. It was either him or Paris Campbell, all right? So he had to make a call, so he decided to stick with Paris Campbell.
He killed Paris Campbell.
Yeah.
And then Trey paid $18.
Yeah, Trey's like, ooh, I gotta get me some of that Devontae Freeman. Bam, give me that money. Yes.
Wow. So does that mean Paris Campbell is worth $20?
He's gotta be worth it. Oh man, and I am the worst team in the league. It blows my mind when I look at some of this shit.
It does. Draft it, man. Fucking draft it accounts for so much. And injuries.
Good job, Trey. You bought I don't know. You're dummy. All right,
let's ate like 2 weeks ago he had like $100. He ain't spent no money. In the last 2 weeks he's probably just bought some bullshit.
I gotta get me some of this Devontae Freeman. You never know. I do know. He sucks. And he plays for a shitty team. That bitch runs for 100 yards and he comes back, I'm gonna throw up. All right.
This week's
matchups. Lead us off, Benjamin.
Alrighty, we'll start with a nice one tonight this week.
The false prophet, Johnny Martinez, against Tits and Tight Ends.
Taylor, take it away.
Go ahead, Taylor. What you like in this matchup before you beat him down?
I'm hoping this game is played Thursday with Aaron Jones in San Francisco. If it's played, hopefully Aaron Jones sits. I saw what was happening. I took no precautions. I grabbed Houston for $6. Rookie quarterback coming in. Boom, Houston, that's going to be good. You know, he's got Chris Carson. Hopefully he's out. Hurt. He's got nobody to replace him. He's got absolutely starting John Brown again. Michael Gallup at Pitt. Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, he's got Marquise Brown at Indy. He's got DJ Chark who's throwing to him. Jonnu Smith, 2 catches over the last 2 games against Chicago. I mean, this one could get ugly. The only thing Josh Allen could put up 60, I guess, in Seattle. I mean, but he's going to need a lot. I got CMC coming back. I'm pretty confident CMC's coming back. He practiced in full today. I got Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, both staying on the same team. Jacksonville, one of them should go off. We got James Conner against Dallas, Allen Robinson, Tennessee. You know, going Derek Carr, he got beat by the wind last week, so you know, I think he'll be fine against a divisional opponent in the Chargers. We'll see, we'll keep Derek Carr or Ryan Tannehill, but I think this is gonna be a W for me. I'm pretty confident on it.
I second that motion.
Yes, a boss of thirdsies.
Quad.
All right, Rick. Damn. Give me some love.
So, I'll mark that all down.
Yeah, Johnny will lose this week.
Bring up the next one, Divi.
If you ain't first, you're last against Kenyon Fake. And we got MT coming back, it looks like.
Yes.
Maybe.
Hopefully. But, yeah.
Can we open the matchup? Or?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, we can't open the matchup. So, all right, Taylor, you got the matchup pulled up?
I do have it pulled up.
Run
down. You got if you ain't first, you're last. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Leonard Fournette, DJ Moore, Juju, Waller, Michael Thomas, Kelly, Baltimore D, Brandon McManus. You know, I think this is a Darren Waller comeback game. You've got Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco, everybody's hurt. Yeah, you know, everybody's not playing. That's going to be a blowout.